The third Sunday in Advent is taken from Philippians chapter 4. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your modesty be known to all men. The Lord is nigh. Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 1. At that time, the Jews sent from Jerusalem priests and Levites to John to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and did not deny, and he confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said therefore unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that send us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as say the prophet Isaiah." And they that were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou not be Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there has stood one in the midst of you whom you know not. The same is he that shall come after me, who is preferred before me, the latchet of whose shoe I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethania, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Please be seated. The voice of the one crying in the wilderness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As we continue on in this Christmas season, or this Advent season, preparing for Christmas, you know, it is one that we think about, a season of penance and preparation. This coming week we have the Ember Days, traditionally days of fast and abstinence. They prepare us for the different seasons of the year, but also as fitting, that it is always around the time before Christmas. Again, as an added way for us to understand and to realize the penance that is needed for us, this reparation that we have to try to make, one for our own sins, the sins of the world. Because we know that our Lord comes, He comes in order to remit sin. That is the whole purpose of our Lord coming into this world. He was the Redeemer that was promised to Adam and Eve. And yet, when our Lord came into this world, even though He was the promised Redeemer, the promised Messiah, He was not received by His own people. And it's something that we see in the last gospel, it's something that we see even in the Mass today. He came unto His own, but His own received Him not. And so then, again for us to think about, as this time period, as we get closer to Christmas now, basically only about 9 days left, in preparing for this great feast, that is why we have St. John the Baptist again as a model to us. Last weekend we talked about the virtues that he practiced, the virtues that he practiced that therefore we can apply to our own lives. But we see then his words, you know, make straight the way of the Lord, coming also from the prophets that we see in sacred scripture. And so he's just trying to remind us of the fact of trying to prepare ourselves, of preparing our soul for this great feast. You know, as the precursor, as the one that came before our Lord, he now gives reference to Almighty God, to our Lord coming. He reminds them of the fact that there's been one that is among you that you know not, but I'm not even worthy to loosen the sandal, the latchet of his sandal. I'm not even worthy to do that. And yet these are the same ones that come to him and asking him if he is the Christ. They ask him if he's Christ, if he's Elias, if he's a prophet. And so that's where he tells them he's not any of these. Even though our Lord last week we saw, said about him that he's more than a prophet. I sent an angel to you. But how is it that St. John answers this question, or these questions that are given to him? He answers that he's a voice crying out in the wilderness. And it's something that I mentioned to you before. That for St. John, he felt that the people, yes, they did not listen. They did not heed the voice that was the precursor to our Lord, preparing them for that. Trying to get the people to understand that they must do penance because the Savior is come. He is nigh. And so that is why then, as we prepare, yes, it is a constant reminder to us, the preparation that is needed for the graces that are to come. And that is why then we rejoice today. You know, as a Sunday, Gaudete Sunday, you see at the beginning of Mass, the introit of the Mass, it tells us to rejoice. We rejoice because our Lord is nigh. Our Lord is coming to us. And that is why we have this joy. That is why we have this rejoicing for us. But we also have to then to try to put it in perspective of our own lives. You know, are we prepared then for our Lord to come? And yes, we can think and we can look back and say, we hear about the preparation that is needed. We hear about what we need to try to do. And maybe in the same way as in school, the repetition will help us then to finally put it into place. But too often for all of us, we can say these time periods, they go so quickly for us that Christmas is already upon us. And then we try to look back and to see, are we really going to rejoice in the fact that our Lord is nigh if we've wasted our time, if we haven't really prepared for it? And so that is why the church throughout these time periods of preparation, as I say, there is that constant reminder to us that Holy Mother the Church gives to us. And maybe you say that the sermons sound similar. Well, yes, because it's trying to remind us of that fact. Because how often that there's so many souls that they don't really prepare in any way for it. That they don't prepare their soul for it. And then what? Another year goes by. Another great feast goes by and we're not truly prepared for it. And we can say to ourselves, well, prepare next Christmas, or, you know, in preparation for Christmas. But how often have we said that? How often have we not really prepared ourselves for that? And you can see, obviously, with St. John the Baptist, but even the people in that time, even though our Lord was amongst them, our Lord was there, that they still didn't even prepare. They still didn't even recognize the fact that he was the true Messiah. And yet, our Lord was there performing miracles, was preaching in the temple, and the people still didn't believe. The people still didn't understand that he was this Messiah. His own people recognized him not. And as I say, we say that every last gospel that we read, that the light came into the world and they didn't recognize it. And so that is why then the church gives to us this understanding of, yes, rejoicing in the fact that our Lord is nigh, that our Lord is coming to us. But then, yes, it is time for us to look in the mirror and to see, are we prepared for that? Are we prepared in just 9 days that the Savior will come? And that is, again, for us to think about, you know, in our own lives, have we made straight the path, the way that our Lord comes? You know, are we ready? Is our soul prepared for that? I mean, granted, yes, we still have more time. We still have more opportunities, whether to go to confession or to prepare our soul, asking for the graces of God. But if we have not, well, then we can be like these people. You know, the Pharisees that asked St. John, well, who are you then? If you're not the Messiah, then what did you come for? What are you here for? And so that is why, yes, we have to try to examine now at this time, also with the Ember Days, yes, it gives us another chance to recognize the fact of doing penance. Because that is what, when the church offers to us this idea of doing penance, it is a means for us to empty of ourselves in order to receive the graces of God, to be filled again. That is why we have the opportunity for that. But as I say, too often we lose sight of that. There's so many other cares, so many other things in the world, in our own families, that occupy us, that we don't recognize how we should be preparing. And so we have to examine that. I mean, St. John, he went out to the desert to prepare himself. I mentioned that last Sunday. As a means to show to us the mortifications, the idea, the sense of trying to listen to the Word of God. You know, looking at that and examining ourselves, how have we tried to mortify ourselves in order to be more receptive to the graces of God to come? You know, have we done anything like that? Or have we just, again, let this time period go by, not really doing anything? Or maybe looking for those opportunities to celebrate, to break what we have given up, if we've even given up anything. You know, and so that is why then when we look at St. John, yes, he prepared himself so well for that, for the mission that was given to him. And so all we're asked for in this time period, yes, 4 weeks of Advent, 4 weeks of Advent to try to prepare ourselves for this great feast. What have we done? You know, is our soul ready for that? And that's why the church rejoices today, because the church has shown to us through these Sundays that is preparing for this great feast, reminding us constantly the Lord is nigh, the Lord is coming. So that is why the church can rejoice today. But then for us, maybe it's a quick reminder to us that Advent is almost over. And so maybe we haven't really prepared ourselves well for that. You know, what have we done with our soul? Have we taken away something, rooted out something that we normally fall into? Or made a good confession then to prepare ourselves for this great feast? So that's what the church reminds us. Because it's interesting to see how in the communion prayer, it tells us to take courage. Almost as if implying to us that yes, as we read and we see in this Sunday, that we say we can't believe that it's already almost over. 9 days left. You know, where did the weeks go? And so it's almost as if the church is reminding her children, well, take courage. Because behold, God will come. And God will save you. Because again, going back to why did our Lord come into this world? It was to redeem mankind. That was the whole purpose of why he came. And so that is why you can see very clearly the mind of the church and how she prepares her children for, in a sense, the resurrection at Easter time, because it is the greatest feast of the liturgical year. But how all of this is a preparation itself in preparing our souls for that. And so that is why she tells us, you know, take courage and fear not. God has come to save you. And so that is why then we will truly rejoice. Because that is what St. John has been saying all along. You know, behold, your salvation is at hand. The redemption of mankind. And so that is why we rejoice. But as I say, first we have to listen to his words of making straight the path. Because if we have, through our lives, gone off the right path that we should be on, That is what he's telling us then to bring ourselves back to that right path. And by doing so, yes, we will truly rejoice. We will truly rejoice in the fact that our Lord is nigh, our Lord is coming, if we heed these voices, if we listen to this, if we understand this. But as I say too often, the time periods, they just fly by. And it's already almost done for us. So then it's kind of like, okay, well, the next year I'll prepare. But we have the time now. We have the opportunity now. Otherwise, it is time lost for us. So yes, our Lord comes in a little over a week. You know, will he find us ready? Will he find us prepared for that? Or do we constantly say that we'll be prepared later on and that we're just not ready for him right now? In that sense, yes, we wouldn't rejoice as the church rejoices. But as Holy Mother of the Church encourages her children, she says, take courage then. He is coming to save you. So even though maybe we only have, yes, 9 days left, we still have 9 days to try to prepare ourselves. We still have that time to try to make straight the path in our soul. To try to root out what is there that we see keeps us away from truly being prepared for our Lord. And that is why the imagery of the whole sense of our Lord having to be born in a stable, that whole imagery gives us the understanding of how our soul is like that. That just as if, as, you know, the places, other places where our Lord could have stayed, they said, we have no room, is the same understanding of our souls. Do we not have room for our Lord because of all the other concerns and cares we have? Is it too crowded to where, yes, there is no room for our Lord? Well, that's what we must try to root out. That is what we must try to clean out. And that is what St. John was saying. Prepare because your salvation is at hand. And so let us truly rejoice in the fact that our Lord is coming to save us. But it is what the church gives to us to rejoice on this Gaudete Sunday. But obviously, our joy may be tempered from the fact of our soul is not ready just yet. We still have time. That is why in the communion prayer it says, take courage and fear not. Behold, our God will come and save us. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.